Riddle me this. What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer. A bulldozer.
That was like a face full of smoke. Okay. Lou, social media wars and the J. Cutler Christian Cavallari battle. Jay posted a picture of himself and some of Kristen's buddies in Nashville. So Christian's recent trip to Laguna Beach, she met her old lover Stephen Coletti there and put a picture. Jay has subsequently canceled his Instagram account, Lou.
Ah, what? Score one to Christy. Again, Jay Cutler drops the ball.
Ooh, Lou. Nick Foles versus Mitch Trubisky.
Your special guest, Joey O'Neill.
Here's Matt Nagy's take on it. That for us is going to be fluid. And when I say that, we've got to be able to see, okay, if we need to sneak more competitive periods in between, we feel like we're not getting enough. When things are gray, we'll do that. Lou, why does Matt Nagy have to say a paragraph for one sentence?
Because he doesn't know what he's doing. He wants to have the appearance of, yeah, we got this thing under control. There's not going to be a football season, Matt.
Thank God for Lou. Okay, Brett Favre, he of the dick pic, said this week, I would love to see that Aaron Rodgers plays on the Bears. Bears fans would probably be like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm so glad Aaron Rodgers is on our team. Lou, to get a limp 15-year veteran is what we do every year. I don't see how Aaron Rodgers would be a difference.
There's not going to be a season!
All right.
No, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't embarrass himself by coming to the Chicago Bears.
Woo, Lou! Putting on his New York Giants cap. Go ahead.
All right, well, at least I know who the quarterback is.
That's right, Danny Dimes. Lou, Twitter wars. It's going to be the twins. Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Danny DeVito. Arnold, I don't think about training or riding my bike or reading the news in the morning. That's my routine. There is no choosing to work out, just like there is no choosing to eat or sleep. I have to do it. Versus Danny DeVito. Jumanji, holy shitballs. Lou, your preference of the two, Twitter twins edition, Arnold versus Danny DeVito.
Gotta go with Danny DeVito.
Woo! I knew you'd do it. Your power rankings of the week. This is really flowing along, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. What do we got going?
Rank the Batman villains of the 1960s. Are you ready?
Oh, I am.
Catwoman, Joker, Penguin, Riddler, Mr. Freeze, and I'm throwing in False Face.
All right.
Number six. I think I got six.
Well, yeah. I'm going to have number six at six, False Face. I never heard of False Face.
You never saw that episode. All right.
Yeah. And then, Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
Who was that, Arnold?
No, that was in the movie.
Yeah, that was Arnold in the movie. I know. So
Otto Preminger was Mr. Freeze in the TV show.
He was.
All
right, a shout out for Otto. That's bad. That's Otto backwards, by the way.
Otto. Okay.
All right.
Number three, sir.
Number three, I'm going to go with Catwoman.
All right, you sexist pig.
Yeah. Now, here we go. Now it's kind of tough here. I'm going to have to go with the Joker next.
Oh, surprising. So we're between Pengy and
that
the Riddler.
That was Frank Gorshin, wasn't it?
No, Joker was Cesar Romero.
Oh, but was it? Who was Gorshin?
The Riddler.
He was the Riddler.
So you got Riddler and Pengy left.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with the Pengy.
Oh! Riddler.
Yes.
I wouldn't have tagged you for a Riddler, man. I would have said Joker.
No.
That's my number one. But no. False Face was a very weird episode. It was a guy who wore a flesh-colored mask. So you know how your face looks in a flesh-colored mask? And we never knew who he was.
Ah.
You didn't get into the later episodes of Batman when they ran out of the main villains and they had to make them up. Like King Tut. You remember King Tut?
Yes, I do. Yes, I remember King Tut.
The great Victor Borno. All right. So, your question of the week, Lou.
Wait a minute. I'm all ears.
What's the last thing that allowed you to exclaim, holy shitballs?
Holy shitballs. Had to be when I was driving. I had my seatbelt a little too tight around my secondary anus, and all of a sudden, holy shitballs!
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week, and holy shitballs!
This is a commission inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Villain Naming Service. When you want to be bad, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou is bad to you!